keep coming back. Down by the railroad tracks, you know I'm coming back. Down by the railroad tracks, yeah, I'm coming back. Down by the railroad tracks, yeah, you know I'm coming back. Down by the railroad tracks, yeah, I'm coming back. Down by the railroad tracks, yeah, I'm coming back.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. They are clearing away the collapsed Key Bridge, but the Port of Baltimore won't reopen anytime soon.
We're talking about water that is so murky and so filled with debris that divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them. We're talking about a situation where a portion of the bridge beneath the water has been described by Unified Command as chaotic wreckage.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, President Biden will visit Baltimore Friday. The White House took part in a virtual meeting with Israeli officials over a military operation in Rafah. The IDF withdrew from Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza 2 weeks after a raid. Florida Supreme Court's issued two decisions on abortion, one upholding a ban after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It allows the state's previously passed six-week ban to take effect. The other decision places a question on the November ballot whether to enshrine abortion rights. This is ABC News. A human case of bird flu has been identified in Texas and linked to sick cattle. Health officials stress there have been no reports of person-to-person transmission. It's the second human case of bird flu ever reported in the U.S., but the first linked to cattle. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day. And one prank is making people gag.
Every year on April Fool's Day, one company does something that captures the country's attention, and this year it appears to be 7-Eleven.
Hi, would you like to try some Big Bite hot dog sparkling water?
Yes, hot dog sparkling water. And while it's a joke, it appears 7-Eleven did actually make some of it and got workers in its corporate office to drink it.
Do you want more?
I'm okay.
They're not the only ones introducing a fake flavor this April Fool's Day. Olipop joked that it and Pringles were teaming up to make sour cream and onion soda. Sounds refreshing. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Gmail, Google's email service, is 20 years old today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Breezy tonight with occasional light rain, possibly mixed with snow, low of 34. Winds will be northeast 15 with gusts up to 25. Cool and breezy tomorrow with periods of rain, possibly mixed with snow in the afternoon. Slushy accumulations possible towards the evening. High 40. Winds will be south 20 with gusts up to 30. And then windy tomorrow night with a good chance of rain and snow becoming all snow. Several inches of slushy accumulation possible. Low 30. Winds will be north 20 to 25 with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour. And it's a rainy 38 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. April is Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month, and the American Parkinson's Disease Association, Wisconsin chapter, will commemorate the month by raising awareness of Parkinson's disease and the importance of connection and community through the theme of living better together. Through a nationwide network of chapters and information and referral centers, APDA works to provide the support, education, and research that helps people impacted by PD live life to the fullest. The APDA Wisconsin chapter supports people living with PD throughout Wisconsin and beyond, as well as their care partners, friends, and family. Often the first line of defense after a diagnosis, APDA helps people with PD and their loved ones build a community and assemble the resources and support they need to make their journey more positive. APDA connects people to the information they need to feel more in control, to the medical experts who can help them manage their disease, and to the local support and services that can help them feel less alone. There are nearly 20,500 people living with PD in Wisconsin. Now more than ever, it is critical to engage, inform, and support the PD community and raise awareness about this disease. And Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month is a prime time to shine a spotlight on this issue. The APDA Wisconsin chapter has a full roster of activities planned. For more information about APDA programs, services, and support in Wisconsin, contact the APDA Wisconsin chapter at 608-345-7938 or APDAWI at apdaparkinson.org. The average gas prices across the state fell 4.6 cents per gallon over the last week. The average is $3.35 today. This is 9 cents higher than a month ago and 1.8 cents higher than this time last year. After 4 weeks of increases, price increases have finally slowed a bit. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said those in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions may still see some increases as they continue to transition to summer gasoline. He said the rest of the nation is likely to close to a top in prices, unless there are extenuating circumstances. Wisconsin's spring election and presidential preference vote is tomorrow, and voters who don't already have a Wisconsin driver license, ID, or other form of identification needed to vote may still get a Wisconsin ID from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles will extend hours at customer service centers today and tomorrow. DMV service centers will remain open until 6 p.m. The extended hours will enable those needing a photo ID, frequently those who are new to the state, time to visit a DMV. The Wisconsin Elections Commission website explains the options for IDs to show at the polls. There is no separate voter ID, and a federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. There are documentation requirements such as a birth certificate, proof of identity, and Wisconsin residency. To obtain an official Wisconsin ID card, if all documentation is not readily available, DMV has a free process to obtain a receipt valid for voting while the remaining documents or verifications are obtained. The voter should bring any documentation available to the DMV and fill out two forms. DMV's website has a locator to find the nearest DMV and check wait times. A photo ID document will be sent via overnight mail that may be taken to the polls and used for voting. Completing a provisional ballot may be an option until the photo ID document arrives. The DMV offers ID cards for voting purposes free of charge. Understanding how to work with the landscape to reduce flooding and prevent soil loss can be daunting, but a new mapping tool is making this work a little easier. The tool, called the Agricultural Conservation Planning Framework, can help farmers and other residents determine how factors like grade, soil type, land cover, and more affect the way water moves on their land in order to guide their conservation efforts and most effectively reduce hazards like flooding. The Vernon County Land and Water Conservation Department will debut the tool at the April 3rd Coon Creek Community Watershed Council General Meeting. At a time when severe floods are becoming more frequent in the Coon Creek watershed and all 14 of the watershed's federal flood control dams are slated for decommissioning, land conservation practices that help prevent soil erosion and rain runoff matter more than ever. So far, the ACPF is ready to guide conservation planning in the Coon Creek Watershed's Timber Cooley Subbasin. Samer Carbush, watershed planner with VCLW, said he looks forward to expanding the tool's coverage to other basins in the Coon Creek watershed and to other watersheds in Vernon County. Those interested in learning more about the ACPF, cultivating healthy soil, and strategies to reduce flooding are encouraged to attend the Coon Creek Community Watershed Council's April 3rd meeting at the Coon Valley Conservation Club. The meeting starts at 6:30 with a community dinner beginning at 6. The event is free and all are welcome. In celebration of National Public Health Week, the Iowa County Health Department invites all residents to an open house at the Health Department located at the Health and Human Services Building in Dodgeville. The open house will be held Wednesday from 3 to 6. The event will include giveaways and treats. National Public Health Week occurs each year in early April. The 2024 theme is Protecting, Connecting, and Thriving. We are all public health. Public health is more than just health care. The Iowa County Health Department works hard every day to help communities be healthy and safe. The work of public health is also the relationships fostered in communities. The first five people to attend the open house at the Iowa County Health Department in Dodgeville Wednesday will receive a free bacteria well water test kit or a choice of another gift. See the Facebook page for other ways to enter and win. The Vernon County Historical Society presents the Ku Klux Klan in Vernon County and western Wisconsin in the 1920s. The Ku Klux Klan of the 1920s made an effort to resemble mainstream fraternal orders. While African Americans remained a focus of derision, western Wisconsin's Klan paid more attention to Catholics, immigrants, and prohibition violators. Dr. Michael Jacobs, professor of history at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Baraboo campus, will be the presenter. He earned his Ph.D. in U.S. history at Marquette University in 2001 by completing his dissertation on the Catholic response to the Ku Klux Klan in the Midwest, 1920-28. He researches and writes primarily on intolerance movements in the American Midwest. The Ku Klux Klan in Vernon County and western Wisconsin in the 1920s will be presented Wednesday night at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center. The program is free and all are welcome. A bald eagle has died from lead poisoning after being shot in Dane County. The injured bird was initially reported by a landowner in mid-March. Who's Woods Raptor Center, a nonprofit in Milton, took in the eagle for treatment, but unfortunately, less than 24 hours later, the mature female died. An X-ray showed a lead pellet lodged in the eagle's nasal cavity, virtually undetectable to the naked eye. Authorities are trying to find whoever shot the eagle, which is a felony. Conservationists credit decades of habitat restoration and legal protections in bald eagles making a comeback in the state. As of 2019, Wisconsin was home to more than 1,600 active bald eagle nests. The man facing charges in Wednesday's killing spree in Rockford, Illinois, says he was high on drugs. Pastor Caleb Hong addressed a prayer vigil Thursday afternoon.
We are here representing our communities and the city of Rockford and all who grieve with us this day.
Four people were killed with a baseball bat and a knife. Seven more are badly hurt. Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd.
This cuts you at the root. I can't imagine what the families are going through.
Christian Soto faces 13 charges for Wednesday afternoon's killing spree. He admits to killing a friend, the friend's mother, a mail carrier, and a teenage girl in a span of about 20 minutes.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Albert H. Block, 97 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home in Ithaca Township. Military graveside rites will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Marquesan by the Marquesan American Legion Post 282. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Albert H. Block, 97 of Richland Center. Dennis Lee, Scotty Scott, 80 of Richland Center, died March 22nd. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Dennis Lee, Scotty Scott, 80 of Richland Center. Terry J. Deckert, 78 of Gillingham, died unexpectedly Wednesday. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry J. Deckert, 78 of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66 of Blue River, died Sunday at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66 of Blue River. James Bryan Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday, April 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, April 12th from 4 until 7, and again Saturday, April 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. A more active pattern definitely continues to start this week off, as rain has already rolled into the picture and mixing with some snowflakes some places as well. We've got a big storm system that's taking aim at Illinois and swinging rain and a wintry mix and some heavy snow accumulations into our state. As it strikes, we're going to be stuck under overcast skies until at least Thursday. And one of the main threats here for us is winds that are going to be whipping up to 40 miles per hour. Timing of the heaviest hitting winds should be on Wednesday. However, you're really going to notice them as soon as tomorrow, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It'll be another breezy day with periods of rain and chances of snow actually mixing in by the afternoon. Some slushy accumulations are possible, especially as we push into the evening, because temperatures tomorrow hit highs of 40 degrees, so any early accumulations will stay light. However, as temperatures fall to below freezing to lows of 30 degrees, this could ramp our snow accumulations up. As of right now, looks like the highest totals look to stay around and south of I-90. Wednesday, we stay windy and cool with spotty snow showers still possible. As high temperatures climb to near 40 again, a wintry mix is possible by the afternoon, and then the system starts to depart. Few flurries may be flying until Thursday morning, but then breaks of sunshine finally pop back out, and high temperatures flirt with near 50. There are brighter skies and more spring-like temperatures ahead, and the timing is quite perfect on the weekend. Friday will start off with plenty of sunshine and highs hitting 50. We'll climb to the mid-50s by Saturday, and Sunday tap near 60. However, that's when more scattered showers and storms start to push on in. Main takeaways is the winds are going to whip Tuesday night and into Wednesday. Power outages are possible. Rain will flip to a wintry mix by tomorrow afternoon, turning to all snow, and this is where the accumulations are possible, by Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's raining and 38 degrees after a daytime high of 45 and a morning low of 35. Yesterday's high was 49 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1946 is 82 degrees with a record low of 11 set back in 1881. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 34. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:28, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:42. Winds are out of the northeast at around 4 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.84, and we have received a quarter of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 38 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Wisconsin women's basketball team will host the St. Louis Billikens in the Great 8 round of the 2024 Women's National Invitational Tournament tonight. And that'll be held at the Kohl Center. Opening tip will be at 7, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:40. Rookie phenom Jackson Churio had two hits, including an RBI double, and made a couple of highlight catches as the Brewers swept the Mets yesterday with a 4-1 decision. Colin Ray pitched the first five innings, giving up five hits and a run to claim the victory. Joel Piamps earned the save with a three-up, three-down ninth inning. Former Brewers Tyrone Taylor knocked in New York's only run with a single. Milwaukee is off tonight, and then they take on the Minnesota Twins in their 2024 home opener tomorrow, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 3:10, and the pregame will start at around 2:35. Shota Imanaga pitched six sparkling innings in his major league debut, and the Chicago Cubs used another defensive mistake by Nolan Jones to beat the Colorado Rockies, 5-0. Working in short sleeve on a cold, gray afternoon, Imanaga struck out 9 in Chicago's home opener. The Japanese left-hander, who signed a $53 million four-year contract with the Cubs in January, allowed two singles and walked none. Dakota Hudson also was impressive in his first start for Colorado, but a pair of errors on Jones on one play in the sixth sent the right-hander to the loss. Other games going on today in the majors: the Braves beat the White Sox 9-0. And also going on right now, it's in the top of the eighth, the Pirates and the Nationals are tied at 3 apiece. Other games that will be played tonight include the Royals at the Orioles, the Phillies will be hosting the Reds, the Marlins will be hosting the Angels, the Rangers will be at the Rays, the Tigers will be at the Mets, the Astros hosting the Blue Jays, the Oakland and Athletics will be hosting the Red Sox. It'll be the Guardians at the Mariners, the Cardinals at the Padres, the Diamondbacks hosting the Yankees, and the Giants will be at the Dodgers.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard won't play tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards because of a groin strain. The Bucks issued an injury report today that ruled the seven-time All-NBA guard out. This will be the second straight game that Lillard has missed. He sat out Milwaukee's 122-113 victory at Atlanta on Saturday for personal reasons. The Bucks have gone 1-5 in the games Lillard hasn't played this season. Milwaukee's injury report for tomorrow's game at Washington also lists two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Patrick Beverley as probable. Reigning national champion Connecticut, Purdue, Alabama, and North Carolina State all made their Final Four push with help from the transfer portal. Each school added at least one fifth-year player after last season. Adding transfers has provided a jolt for the experience helped from all four teams. The Huskies added guard Cam Spencer to a starting role. Alabama's transfers include forward Grant Nelson and guard Aaron Estrada. Purdue addition Lance Jones made a big three-pointer in the Boilermakers' Elite Eight win against Tennessee, and the Wolfpack retooled the backcourt by adding fifth-year guard DJ Horn along with Michael O'Connell. Packers quarterback Jordan Love says his team is ready to take the next step and win a Super Bowl. Love says he and his teammates are hungry for the upcoming season. He says the confidence is there. The team's offensive leader says there's no more talk about how young the Packers are. He points to key pieces like running back Josh Jacobs and defensive back Xavier McKinney as the reason Green Bay is ready to move up. And former NFL quarterback Vontae Davis has been found dead in his South Florida home. Police in the Fort Lauderdale suburb of Davie says the body of the 35-year-old Davis was found this morning, but no foul play is suspected. No cause of death has been released pending an autopsy. Davis played for 10 seasons in the NFL after being drafted 25th overall by the Dolphins in 2009 out of Illinois. He played three seasons for Miami before being traded to Indianapolis just before the 2012 season. He played six seasons with the Colts. He signed with the Buffalo Bills for 2018 but retired after the season's second game, saying injuries no longer allowed him to play. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Karen Tepley has cared about making Richland Center a better place to live and work for all of the more than 20 years I've known her. But what makes her extraordinary is the way she takes time to get to know the individuals who live here and to understand their needs, then to translate those needs into governmental action. Karen really cares. And should she become mayor, Richland Center could not be in better hands.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Hogs were higher Monday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. They were up early but could not follow through, following losses in bean meal instead of the gains in bean oil like they did initially. Brazil's harvest is around 75% complete, with some areas very close to wrapping up. May beans were down 5 3/4 to 11.85 3/4. July was 5 3/4 lower at 11.99 1/2. May soybean meal was $4.30 lower at $3.33.40. May soybean oil was 29 points higher at $48.24. Corn was down in profit-taking, giving back part of Thursday's post-USDA report gains, watching U.S. conditions out of widespread planting. Near-term forecasts for Brazil are mixed, favoring northern over southern growing areas, at least for the most part. May corn was down 6.5 at 4.35 1/2, and July was 5 1/4 lower at 4.49 1/4. And wheat was lower. The first official national winter wheat crop condition rating of the season was expected to be about 60% good to excellent. The trade's also monitoring escalations in the Russia-Ukraine war. May Chicago was down 3 1/4 at 5.57. May Kansas City was 9 3/4 lower at 5.75 1/2. May Minneapolis wheat was down 10 1/4 at 6.34 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower ahead of widespread direct cash cattle business, with box beef lower at midday. June live was down 4.92 at 175.32. August was 6.10 lower at 172.10. May feeders were down 6.02 at 242.67. August feeders were 7.17 lower at 251.65. But on technical momentum and the higher midday pork, June hogs were up $2.05 at 103.50. July lean was $1.52 higher at 105.52. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different, and the rootworm technology seemed to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved. It was a quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until at least midweek or later. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for light offerings. Choice down 98 cents at $305.74. Select closed 164 lower at $301.79. Estimated cattle slaughter was 109,000 head, down 9,000 on the week and down more than 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparisons on Monday with very light negotiated purchases. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 80.16. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had weighted averages of 80.18. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 295 at 96.61. And estimated hog slaughter was 353,000 head, down 131,000 on the weekend, down nearly 134,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Diversified Weed Control Program. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Enlist U.S. Product Manager Shane Hyman recommends a diverse program approach to controlling weeds in corn and soybeans. He tells Brownfield there are several payoffs, including increased yield potential, the prevention of herbicide resistance, and a smoother harvest. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Science Enlist U.S. Product Manager Shane Hyman says a weed control program approach means using a diverse mix of strategies to help keep fields clean throughout the growing season.
For crops with the Enlist trait, what we recommend for a program approach is first starting spring with either a burn down or tillage or a mix of both, and then making a timely pre-emergence herbicide application that includes multiple modes of action and extended residual activity. For Enlist E3 soybeans, we recommend a pre-emergence application of either Sonic or Trivence. And for Enlist corn, we recommend a pre-emergence application of one of our Resicor brands. All of these solutions have multiple modes of action and several weeks of residual activity. We then recommend to come back with a timely post-emergence application, again with a tank mix of multiple modes of action and extended residual activity. One of the most powerful tank mixes is a tank mix of Enlist One and Liberty herbicide, which is the preferred glufosinate partner with the Enlist system. And then from a residual standpoint, utilizing Everprex herbicide will provide more modes of action in several weeks of residual activity to that tank mix.
He says a diversified weed control program benefits farmers in several ways.
First off, the increased yield potential. So weeds can steal essential resources from crops, including sunlight, water, and nutrients. To give an example, Palmer amaranth is one of the most competitive weeds in corn and soybean fields today. And according to a study at the University of Illinois, Palmer amaranth can reduce corn yield by as much as 90% or soybean yield up to 80%. And our trials show when applied according to the label, a post-emergence tank mix of Enlist One plus Liberty provides greater than 91% control of Palmer amaranth, preserving and protecting the yield potential of these farmers' crops. The second benefit is the prevention of weed resistance. So herbicide-resistant varieties continue to spread to different areas as researchers keep finding new weed populations showing signs of resistance. And a diversified weed control program with multiple modes of action and weeks of residual activity is the most effective way to help combat the development of resistance on any given operation.
Find resources to build an effective program for your acres at corteva.us/profit. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Call said we need to talk, so I met him on the 18th floor. He said, Darryl, we need to change a couple of things, 'cause country ain't country no more. We need a little more glitz and a little more glamour, a few fireworks and some half-naked dancers. I said, okay, that's fine with me. The only problem I see,
I still sing this way, the only way I know. Straight from the heart, a little through my nose. You can dress me up in leather pants, put me in front of a rock and roll band. I can dance around the stage, but I still sing this way. Had this Georgia twang in my thing ever since I was a kid. There's a whole lot of Hag and Jones in my bones. What you hear is what you get. You can turn down the fiddle and steel guitar, try to market me like a big pop star. I'm afraid it'll all go south when I open my mouth. I still sing this way, the only way I know. Straight from the heart, a little through my nose. You can dress me up in leather pants, put me in front of a rock and roll band. I can dance around the stage, but I still sing this way. Circle and the fads die down. Hardcore country comes back around. I'll be waiting with a big old smile, 'cause I'll be back in style. I still sing this way, the only way I know. Straight from the heart, a little through my nose. You can dress me up in leather, around the stage, but I still sing this way. I can dance around the stage, but I still sing this way.
That was Daryl Singletary with I Still Sing This Way on Country and Community. My name is Tim Thede, and yes, I still talk this way, and hoping you're all having a great evening so far. Well, the weather does kind of put a damper on it, and I looked at actually Brittany Merlot's forecast for the next few days, and I was thinking maybe that's an April Fool's joke since it's April 1st, but nope, it's a reality. We are getting rain and lots of it out there. We're already up to 27 one-hundredths of an inch of rain at the WRCO studios. Today should actually be Build an Ark Day. You may have to do that with all the rain and snow we're going to be getting over the next few days, and windy on top of that. But otherwise, hopefully everybody will stay safe. As a result, with the rain, a lot of the area high school baseball games have been canceled, and there's a few of them have makeup dates already scheduled for them, and we'll have to see how the next few days go. And there may be some more cancellations going. If we do have any cancellations to pass along, be sure to listen to WRCO 100.9 and WRCO.com, and we will let you know if there's any other cancellations as they come in. Coming up next, we have we have Laura Berna with Certified.
Oh, honey, I can tell there's a little devil in your eyes. Look like you're a cowboy running from them 5-0 lights. Bet you like playing chicken on the train tracks, pitch black with no headlights. Yeah, honey, I can tell that we're headed for a real good time. Buckle up, baby, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm a wild ride, little snake bite. Let me tell you a little something about me.
You're as bad as Johnny walking that line. And those snakeskin boots are cute, but got nothing on mine. If you're turned to 10, I'm 11. Add it up to 21, we'll be hitting heaven. Baby, better get ready for the time of your life. 'Cause I'm a wild ride, little snake bite. I'm a bona fide do or die. I'm a stick of dynamite, fist fight. Got you hypnotized, little moonshine, two time. Burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified. Little moonshine, two-time, burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
concrete, but a lot more small town dirt. I can see your pretty eyes reading me like a map, wondering who I am and where I'm at. I'm in between.
What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
Till they fade away.